shone from dozens of new cracks. "You're cracking up," she shouted. "The oven wasn't right for pottery." The king lunged at her. She dodged and heard its hand slice through a rack of candles. "You're cranky. You're baked like a loaf. You're half-baked." She drew her sword. She didn't usually have much use for it. She found a smile would invariably do the trick. A hand sliced the top off the blade. She stared at the sheared metal in horror, and then somersaulted back as another blow hummed past her face. Her foot rolled on a candle, and she fell heavily, but with enough presence of mind to roll before a foot stamped down. "Where have you gone?" she yelled. "Can you get it to move a little closer to the doors, please?" said a voice from the darkness on high. Carrot crawled out along the rickety structure that supported the production line. "Carrot! Almost there!" The king grabbed at her leg. She lashed out with her foot and caught it on the knee. To her amazement, she made it crack. But the fire below was still there. The pieces of pottery seemed to float on it. No matter what anyone did, the golem could keep going, even if it were just a cloud of dust held together. "Ah, right," said Carrot, and dropped off the gantry. He landed on the king's back, flung one arm around its neck, and began to pound on its head with the hilt of his sword. It staggered and tried to reach up to pull him off. "Got to get the words out," Carrot shouted as the arms flailed at him. "It's the only way." The king staggered forward and hit a stack of boxes, which burst and rained candles over the floor. Carrot grabbed its ears and tried to twist. Angua heard him saying, "You have the right to a lawyer?" "Carrot, don't bother with its damn rights. You have the right to just give it the last ones." There was a commotion in the gaping doorway, and Vimes ran in, sword drawn. "Oh, gods! Sergeant Detritus!" Detritus appeared behind him. "Sir!" "Crossbow bolt through the head, if you please."
"If you say so, sir."
"It's head, Sergeant. Mine is fine. Carrot, get down off the thing."
"Can't get its head off, sir."
"We'll try 6 feet of cold steel in the ear just as soon as you let the damn thing go." Carrot steadied himself on the king's shoulders, tried to judge his moment as the thing staggered around, and leapt. He landed awkwardly on a sliding heap of candles. His leg buckled under him, and he tumbled over until he was stopped by the inert shell that had been Dorful.
"Hey, look this way, mister," said Detritus.
The king turned. Vimes didn't catch everything that happened next because it all happened so quickly. He was merely aware of the rush of air and the gloink of the rebounding bolt mingling with the wooden juddering noise as it buried itself in the doorframe behind him. And the golem was crouching down by Carrot, who was trying to squirm out of the way. It raised a fist and brought it down. Vimes didn't even see Dorful's arm move, but there it was, there, suddenly gripping the king's wrist. Tiny stars of light went nova in Dorful's eyes. As the king jerked back in surprise, Dorful held on and levered himself up on what remained of his legs. As he came up, so did his fist. Time slowed. Nothing moved in the whole universe but Dorful's fist. It swung like a planet, without any apparent speed, but with a drifting unstoppability. And then the king's expression changed. Just before the fist landed, it smiled. The golem's head exploded. Vimes recalled it in slow motion, one long second of floating pottery. And words, scraps of paper flew out, dozens, scores of them, tumbling gently to the floor. Slowly, peacefully, the king hit the floor. The red light died, the cracks opened, and then there were just pieces. Dorful collapsed on top of them. Angua and Vimes reached Carrot together.
"He came alive," said Carrot, struggling up. "That thing was going to kill me, and Dorful came alive. But that thing had smashed the words out of his head. A golem has to have the words."
"They gave their own golem too many, I could see that," said Vimes. He picked up some of the coils of paper.
"Create peace and justice for all. Rule us wisely. Teach us freedom. Lead us to..."
Poor devil, he thought.
"Let's get you home. That hand needs treating," said Angua.
"Listen, will you?" said Carrot. "He's alive!"
Vimes knelt down by Dorful. The broken clay skull looked as empty as yesterday's breakfast egg, but there was still a pinpoint of light in each eye socket. Hissed Dorful, so faintly that Vimes wasn't sure he'd heard it. A finger scratched on the floor.
"Is it trying to write something?" said Angua.
Vimes pulled out his notebook, eased it under Dorfel's hand, and gently pushed a pencil into the golem's fingers. They watched the hand as it wrote, a little jerkily, but still with the mechanical precision of a golem, 8 words. Then it stopped. The pencil rolled away. The lights in Dorfel's eyes dwindled.